Mr. Zion, since the last few Mishnayos have made a mention of Birkas Kohanim, the Mishnah now teaches a particular halacha regarding Birkas Kohanim. It is forbidden to look at the hands of the Kohanim as they are giving the bracha of Birkas Kohanim. The Mefarshim explained that it's as if the Shekhinah, Hashem's presence, is where the hands of the Kohanim are. That is how the bracha is bestowed upon everybody. And because of that, it is forbidden to look at the hands. It's like, as it were, looking at the Shekhinah, which is certainly forbidden for any regular person to do. And because of that, Kohen Sheyesh Bo'Alav Mumin, a Kohen who has wounds on his hands, or if his hands have some sort of abnormal shape, they are deformed in some manner, which would cause people to look at his hands while he is giving Birkas Kohanim. So his kapov, he is not allowed to do Birkas Kohanim in order that other people do not look at his hands whilst he is doing so. And Rabbi Yehuda takes this a step further. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af misho yodav tzvois istis ufua, even if the Kohen's hands were dyed with different types of dyes, blue dye or red dye, if his hands were coloured, even though it's not incredibly unusual, and it won't necessarily cause people to stare at his hands, there is still a concern, and therefore, Lo Yises Kapov, he also cannot do Birkas Kohanim, he cannot lift up his hands, Mipnei She'Ha'om Mistaklin Boy, because it will cause the rest of the people to look at him and his hands whilst he is doing Birkas Kohanim. Mishnah Ches, another category of person who is invalid to be a chazan, is an apikoris, somebody who has heretical beliefs. He doesn't believe in certain principles about Hashem's existence, perhaps, or about the truth of Torah, and of Torah being given by Hashem, so it's certainly not appropriate for him to be a chazan representing the rest of the community. So the Mishnah gives a few signs of how we can tell, or when we need to suspect, that perhaps somebody is an apikoris. Everyone who says, I will not be a chazan whilst wearing coloured clothes, which are not white. There is no such requirement in halacha, and from the fact that he is particular on this, this was something which certain groups of apikorosim were particular about. So this suggests that he is part of one of those groups, and therefore af b'levonim lo yaver, even when he is wearing white clothes and is willing to be the chazan, lo yaver, he cannot be the chazan for the reason that we just explained. Besandel eini oiver, if he says I'm not going to be the chazan whilst wearing shoes. Again, that is not a requirement in halacha. One can wear shoes, and in fact, it's ideal to wear shoes. So this person who is refusing to be a chazan when wearing shoes, af yochef le'aver, he can't even be the chazan when he's barefoot. Continues the Mishnah, ha'is tefilase agula, one who makes his tefillin round, so it sort of fits directly onto his head which is shaped as an oval, the tefillin go directly on it, not like our tefillin which are square, but his were actually made round so that they would fit perfectly on the head. So firstly, that is not considered valid tefillin. There's a halacha l'Mishnah Sinai that the tefillin have to be perfectly square. But the Mishnah says in addition to that, sakona, it is actually dangerous to do so, because if, let's say, he's walking through a doorway and he bangs his head or his tefillin on the top of the door, the tefillin can dig into his head, since they fit directly onto his head, they're not square at the bottom, so they can sort of crush right into his head and push down, it can be very dangerous. And so for that reason it's forbidden. And either way, Vein Bar Mitzvah, he does not fulfill his mitzvah with that, because there is a halacha l'Mishnah Sinai that the tefillin have to be square and not round at all. Next example, Nosona al Mitzray. If he places the tefillin shel roish, the head tefillin, on his forehead, meaning in between his eyes, or just above his eyes on the forehead itself, below his hairline, or al pas yodoy, or if he places the arm tefillin on the palm of his hand, instead of on the upper part of his arm, harizu derech haminus, this is the way and the custom of the apikorosim, of those who deny parts of Torah, because it's clear that this person reads the pasuk literally. It says, v'kshatam osar odecha, you should tie the tefillin on your hand and in between your eyes. Now we know, because of the tradition which we have of how to interpret the Torah, because of the Torah Shebal Peh, we know that it's referring to the upper arm and to above the eyes, above the hairline. But this person who is clearly not accepting Torah Shebal Peh, and he is reading the pasuk literally, he is not fit to be a chazan. And last example of the Mishnah, Tzipon Zohov. If he covered the tefillin with gold, again there is a halacha l'Mishnah Sinai which requires the tefillin to be black. But this person decides he wants to beautify the mitzvah, so he coats the tefillin with gold. Or, on a sonah al beis unkli shalai, he places the tefillin shel yad, the arm tefillin, on top of his sleeve. So it's not covered at all, it's for everybody to see. Says Mishnah, in these two cases, this is the way of those who are outside, as it were. outside of being part of the main body of Klal Yisrael, accepting the Torah which we have, and they are sort of interpreting the Torah for themselves. He thinks that in order to beautify the mitzvah, he's going to cover it with gold, even though, of course, that's totally not correct, because it's not considered to be a mitzvah at all. And also the tefillin wool on the arm are supposed to be for the person himself. It should be for you as a sign on your hand, on your arm. And we learn from there that it should be covered, and either way it should certainly be at least on the body itself, on the arm itself, and not on top of a sleeve. There cannot be any break in between the tefillin and the arm itself.